Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056. Or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have
faith. All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Let's have everybody out there doing this Tuesday evening. I just want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight to our weekly Bible study with Praise Tabernacle Church, where Pastor Bishop Omar Zachary and his wife, Lady Zachary, are our leaders of Praise Tabernacle Church. I am your host, Elder Richard Lee Taylor IV, and I just want to welcome, along with our distinguished panel, Evangelist Doug Stanton, Evangelist Richard Duet, Elder Bluett, and Elder Oliver, our panel that is on with us tonight. We just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone that's listening, that's tuned in tonight. I will be your speaker also upon tonight, and we pray that someone will get a rhema word, a spoken word, a good word, a nugget from the Lord. And we just pray that we want to encourage you. The panel wants to encourage you. As we do every week, we lean on each other. We have a teacher, but usually, you know, everybody gives their input, their thoughts, you know, on the word that's being taught and how we process through our Bible studies. I get a lot of good reports from those that are listening, from people that I work with. They really enjoy it. So we kind of like the form, the way that it's set up, and how we can just give our input. And I pray that everyone is enjoying it, and having a good time, and getting something out of it. So we just want to say thank you again to everyone that listens. And I just have a question for Evangelist Doug Stanton. Can you hear me, Evangelist Stanton?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay. The email for prayer requests. Did he lost anything on that before we get started tonight? I just want to know how's that going?
Thank you so much, Elder. As of right now, we have not gotten any prayer requests. We are making sure, you know, that we do give everybody the email, and I want to make sure tonight that we give it out as well. But as of right now, right, we have no prayer requests.
And that email is ptcforchrist@gmail.com.
That is. Exactly. PTCFORCHRIST@gmail.com. Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. So that is, everyone that's listening tonight, you know, you can relay that message on to your friends. There are prayer requests email and any other requests that you may have and that we could be a support to and help with, you know, use the email. It's there for you to use so that we, Evangelist Stanton, can get it out to the leadership team and we can pray for those that are in need of prayer. Because sometimes we need to put a name with a situation and to help people out. So just PTCForChrist@gmail.com. Again, we'll probably, before the hour is over, we'll go back over that one more time. So, without further ado, we're going to get into this word tonight. I have been dealing with some issues and, you know, and the Lord asked me a question in the spirit realm. He said, can I trust you with trouble? So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Can the Lord trust you with trouble? Can you still teach with trouble going on in your life? Can you still preach when hell has all broke out in your home? Can you still share? Can you still evangelize when there's issues going on in your body? Can you still share the goodness, the gospel as a brother, as a sister, when things are not all right with you? Can the Lord trust us with trouble? Some troubles may be greater than others, you know. So we're going to go over some very familiar scriptures today just to kind of reiterate, can he trust us with trouble, you know. The trouble gonna come, whether we want it to or not, you know. And sometimes it can be from the Lord to put up on us just to see where we are with Him, you know, to gauge yourself for pruning. You know, it's a lot of reasons why trouble could come to our lives to get us to where we need to be in the Lord. You know, to keep us from being lazy. To keep us on our toes in our relationship with the Lord. You know, to draw nigh unto Him that He may draw nigh unto us. So there's many reasons why trouble can come in our lives at any period of time. Now, trouble don't last always, but there's times where it does appear in our lives. There's times where it does come and show its ugly head. And so we want to know how can we deal with it? How can we deal with it? All right, so let's go over into 2 Corinthians. Everybody that has their Bible, their Word. And these scriptures I'm going to read here, they're just kind of like a foundational scripture, so we're not going line up on line, precept with these three scriptures, with these three verses. It just kind of gives you a background as to, you know, where we headed. So I want you to earmark these scriptures so that you can go back and read them later on or even throughout this lesson. Okay? So, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 8 through 10. And it reads, see, this is Paul talking to the Corinthian church, and he's talking about ministry. He's talking about Christ as the theme of ministry. And these particular verses here, you know, verses 8 through 15, he's talking about the trials that abound in ministry, you know. So we're going to talk about the 8, 9, and 10 verses. So, and it reads, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. So this is what Paul is trying to get the Corinthian church to understand. There's going to be trouble. We're going to be persecuted. There's going to be some despair. There's going to be some things that we're going to have to deal with when you're dealing with your own personal life and when you're dealing with ministry. With ministry. Okay? So remember that. What we just read, let me read it again. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Put your bookmark there. And let's go over to Job. Some people like to say Job. And panel members, if anybody would like to jump in at any time, you know, if I get a little too long-winded and don't give you an opportunity to jump in, just kind of interrupt me and say, Elder, I got something I'd like to add. And you have free course. You have free course. So we just read in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, you know, about being perplexed, persecuted. So here we want to talk about, you know, because we're talking about can the Lord trust you with trouble? You know, can things come in and out your life periodically at different times of your walk with the Lord, and we can still maintain our integrity. We can still maintain our accountability with the Lord. We can still maintain everything that we do when everything is all right. Will it be easy? No, it won't. But I think what makes it easier is your relationship with the Lord. I think that is what makes it easier than not having a relationship with the Lord, understanding what's going on, understanding the attack, understanding what's happening is what, you know, because he gives us peace that surpasses all understanding. I believe that's scripture. You know, he gives you the peace that surpasses all understanding, and that's key, having peace in the circumstance, having peace in the situation. All right, so let's go over to Job chapter. And here, in this chapter, in chapter 1 was the assault, the circumstances, the first assault on Job. He lost by everything in that first chapter. But here in chapter 2, we'll see where, you know, help me out, panel, because I could be wrong here. Then Job, he lost mostly everything in chapter 1 before the Lord even offered him up to Satan. Is that what I read today and earlier? Because I'm just now getting that it looks like he lost everything in chapter 1 before the Lord offered him up to Satan.
No, it was just all. No, the Lord had already offered Job.
So he offered him up in the first chapter?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then Satan had a second request.
Because I don't see where, okay, I see in verse 12. Okay, all right. So, chapter 2, again, verse 1. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them, presented himself before the Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence thou comest? And Satan answered the Lord, and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on earth? But let's stop right there. Have you ever considered that the Lord will offer you up to Satan? Have you ever thought that the Lord could say, have you considered my servant Richard? Or my servant Victor? Or my servant Dove? Or my servant Derek? Or my servant Ricky? Can you imagine? Because what that tells me, and this is my opinion, is that the Lord had to really think highly of Job in order to offer him up and believe that Job, he could trust Job with more trouble. So it was kind of like a badge of honor, even though he was going through it. But the fact that he could trust, God could trust Job to maintain his integrity, to maintain his trust in him. So he said, have you considered my servant Job? For there is none like him in the earth. A perfect and upright man, one that fears God and escheweth evil, that means avoid evil, and still be holding fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man has will he give for his life. Okay? Verse 5. But put forth thy hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life. So he put Job in the hands of Satan and said, you can do basically whatever you need to do to him, but you can't kill him. Save his life. That is deep. Do we ever feel like we've ever been in a situation or circumstances throughout our walk with the Lord, throughout our walk in life, that we've been in the hands of Satan? And because God said that he will maintain all his integrity and everything that I know him to be. Can he trust you with trouble? And I leave the floor open to the panel, you know, if anybody would like to add anything or say anything, the floor is open. Can he trust us? Can he trust you? Can he trust me? Whoever's listening, can he trust us? Because as long as we continue this walk with the Lord, there's going to be some. There's going to be some. Because what this does is it helps us. We may not see it, but it does. You know. So Job had friends and everything. You know. And verse 7, it says, so went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, sore boiled from the side of his foot and to his crown. And now the attack is beginning on Job. And verse 8, and he took him and posture to scrape himself withal. And he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thy integrity? Curse God and die. And see, that's just what people do, even the ones that's close to you. They don't understand what's going on. What kind of woman did she tell him to curse God and die instead of trying to figure out what was going on with him? You ever been in situations where, you know, people don't know what's going on with you and they start to judge you because they don't know what you're dealing with, what you're going through. They don't understand. It's kind of like this situation right here. Why don't you curse God and die? In verse 10, but he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of a foolish woman speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. In all this did not Job sin with his lips. And he told her. He said, So shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? Or we can receive good from God, but we can't receive evil from God? Is that what I'm reading there? And Job did not sin. He kept it, his integrity. He kept his love for the Lord. He kept everything that the Lord had given him prior to everything that came against him. He still trusted God. Can we still trust God when everything is taken away from us? Can we still trust God when all of our health seems like it's diminishing? Can we still trust God when our bank account seems like it's always in the negative? Can we still trust him, believe in him, love him, still worship him, still give him all the glory and give him all the honor in spite of what we see before us? And again, I leave the floor open to any of the panel members that would like to add anything to this.
Thank you, Elder. Very powerful scriptures. I mean, these scriptures really give you a self-examination, a serious self-examination. I want to go back to 2 Corinthians 4 uh-huh. and 8.
Okay.
And 9.
Okay.
And it reads, we are troubled on every side, yet not mm-hmm. distressed. But a lot of times people
right.
stop at we are troubled on every side. They just
mm-hmm.
stop right there. They don't allow the rest of the scripture to bring them relief. They just stop,
right.
we're troubled on every side. We're persecuted, but they don't allow the rest of the scripture to bring them relief. And
mm-hmm.
what we have to start doing when we get in those tight situations is we have to read the rest of the scripture. And the word says, yet not distressed.
Mm-hmm.
We are perplexed, but not in despair. And what we have to do is we have to allow those words to wash over our mind, because that's one important thing in this walk is renewing your mind. And it's really something that you're doing this on tonight, because I had a situation just today where I was tested on this very thing. I have a couple of businesses that I do. I have a full-time job, and I have a couple of businesses. And in one of my businesses, I had to send some product to Amazon. And I did it under the guidelines, just as I've been doing for the last few months. And somebody tried to say that I was sending in counterfeit products. And when I got the email, it kind of shook me. I was like, counterfeit product. I'm not sending in a counterfeit product. I ordered it from one of my suppliers, you know, and all of that. I thought about everything that I did. And at first, it almost got me a little discouraged. But I got on the elevator, because I told you, whenever I get on the elevator, I always submit and surrender my arms to God, my moment to God, if nobody else is on the elevator with me. So I went and got on the elevator. And as I was riding up the elevator, I was like, God, you know what? This could be a test for me to see how I'm going to handle, to see how I'm going to handle this situation, to see what I'm going to do, to see what I'm going to say, to see how I'm going to react, and to see if I'll allow this to make me have a bad day. And I said, God, you're still able. You're still able. And I just began to surrender and submit myself unto God. So it's that's why I said this is a self-reminder to allow the word of God to renew your mind, because your mind will start thinking all kind of things. But if you go to the word of God, if you go to the word of God and say, okay, God, let me renew this mind in you and get away from those thoughts. That changes everything. That changes your disposition. That changes your walk. That changes, if you got that bubbly stomach, that calms it down. That changes everything the word of God does. Yeah. So I thank God for this lesson on tonight, because it was a reminder to me. I mean, even Job, you know, I would imagine his relationship with God is what kept him steady.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have that relationship.
Be offered up.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So thank you, sir. I quit talking here. It just excited me.
Please.
Just excited me that you went there, because it reminds us in this walk that we can do it, but you got to have the word of God, the Holy Spirit, to keep to remind you of the word, so that you can make it day by day. Because it gets tough, but God is able to keep you in perfect peace, even in the midst of the storm, where you can lay your head down on the pillow and still sleep good.
Sleep, Amen.
So I thank God for this word on tonight. And you have to excuse me, but I just thank God for his word, because his word has made me new. His word has transformed my life, because there would have been a time where I would have been so discouraged. I would have been like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? But I'm able to release it and to give it to God, because the word says I'm troubled on every side, yet I'm not distressed.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be perplexed, but not in despair. I'm going to be persecuted. But guess what? Even in my persecution, I'm not forsaken.
Right.
People are going to cast me down, but I am not destroyed. So I just thank God. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We can close on that right there. Go ahead, Elder Blewett.
Yeah, so knowing our issues, as you read in 2 Corinthians, our issues of things we go through, things that are pressed upon us, but like Evangelist said, knowing the scriptures, we can come out of those things or be sustained in those things. So when you went to Job, and just to let everybody know that's listening, the devil has to get permission to mess with you. The devil has to come to God and ask for permission to trouble you.
Mm-hmm.
And God knowing our hearts, and now here's the part about God letting that happen, that he loves us so much that he would allow evil things to happen in our lives to bring us closer to him in a better relationship. And it's funny mm-hmm. that he would let us go through things, but he yes. would let us go through things that we can have a better relationship with him. That is yes. why he was able, out of his love, to give his only begotten son, his only son, which was his word, that if you believe in my son, that means you believe in my word, and I will have you. So in Job, when you went to Job from 2 Corinthians, it shows everybody that's listening that the devil had to have permission first. He had to have permission first. Mm-hmm. And then verse 4 of Job 2 and 4 says, and Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thy hand now, telling God to do that, and touch his bone right. and his flesh. He will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto him, unto Satan, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life. In other words, Satan can only go so far. He can only go so far. So in our situations, don't get messed up in the head. Know that God got you. We are in situations to make our faith even stronger. And if you read the whole book of Job, you will see how he went back and forth with his three friends and end up even saying, I won't go that far, but yeah, yeah. It's great that you started in 2 Corinthians, went over to Job. Because it sees that God is still in control of our midst, our troubles, our situations. And all we got to do is have faith in God that we can get through anything that comes our way.
Amen.
Amen. And I would like to say, I like to use, I use that scripture as well. When me and Michael, whenever our family is going through something, I just tell them, thank God we've been considered. Thank God we've been considered. We're being considered because God knows that we can take it. God knows that we're going to be a light on how to take it and how to go through it. Half the stuff that our family has been through, we still went to church with a smile. We still went to work with a smile. Nobody ever would have known what we've been going through all these years because God trusted us to show the world how you deal with adversities, how you deal with trouble, how you deal with this. And if you look at 11, for we which live are also delivered unto death for Christ's sake, for Jesus' sake. The life mm-hmm. also of Jesus might be made manifested in our mortal flesh, in us. Mm-hmm. So that death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the mm-hmm. same spirit of faith according to as it is written. A lot of us are not believing this word that we're reading. If you believe this word, we wouldn't be going through our hardships with our head down. We're supposed to be looking up to the hills which comes out here. We should look up Christ. If we know that, I'm going to tell the story every time. If we know the end of the story, if we watch, I don't watch movies, but if my kids tell me the movie at the end of a horror movie, I'm not going to be that afraid. I'm not going to be so just. I know the person is going to live to the end of the movie. So I already know the end, so I'm not going to be scared of Freddy Krueger or whoever's in the movie. So if you already know the end of the movie, why are we so upset or why do we get so tangled up in our circumstances? Knowing that we're going to come out winners. We don't have to manipulate in the beginning of this chapter, it tells you what not to do. Therefore, seeing that you have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But having announced the hidden things, not dishonestly, just walk. Believe what's written. Believe this word. It's written for us.
Well, You said something, Evangelist Bluette, that's that I feel like is very key, is that a lot of times we read the word, but do we really believe it? Do we really, you know, do we really get involved with the word and get the word in us and us in the word and wrap ourselves all around in the word and, you know, and really truly by faith believe what the word says, or we just read it just for the sake of reading? You know, do we understand what this word is saying? Do we understand what the principles and everything that truly, truly means? Because there's no lying in this word. There's only truth, and you know, and we have to believe it to be that. If we're going to be saints and Christians, you know, of our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, because, you know, trouble comes, and it's going to come, you know, and whether it's from Satan or God offers you up, you know, to Satan, you know, it's going to come at some point in our walk, and how strong we are in our walk with determines if we can get through that particular situation, you know, and based off what the word says. See, we already know how the story is. Like you said, Evangelist Duet, we already know, we already believe, we already trust God and know that we win in the end. We already know that. You know, regardless of what's going on in the world today, what's going on in the earth today, you know, we know that with Jesus Christ, we don't lose. With Jesus Christ, we win. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We win. We on the Lord's side. And we trust him. We believe in him. We walk after him. We walk by faith and not by sight. You know, regardless of what we see, but we have to look at it in the spirit realm and get out of our natural carnal thinking. Like Evangelist Dove was saying, you know, we have to renew our mind daily. It's a daily thing that we have to do. And especially when you're going through something. It's something that should be done every day anyway. But especially when you're going with something particular that's going on, something that's specific in your life that's going on right now, you have to renew your mind on a daily basis. Renew your mind on the grace of God. Renew your mind on the peace of God. Renew your mind on the love of God. And that we win in the end. So Job went through all of that, like Elder Blue said, read Job. It's a good book. Job is broken down into like three, I say divisions for lack of a better word, where, you know, chapter 1 and 2 is like the dilemma. Chapter 3 through 37 is like the debate through, is like the deliverance. So you got the dilemma, the debate, and the deliverance. And as Elder Lewis said, you know, he had three friends. It was like, what'd you do? What happened? Why are you going through all of this? You know, and they being very judgmental to him. So, you know, and that could be in the world today. You know, the friend, hey, what's going on with you, man? Why do you think you're going through all this? You know, and you know, sometimes you may have an answer, sometimes you may not have an answer. You know, I think why do we suffer? I think it's multiple reasons. Again, I think, it's to produce fruit. It's to silence the devil, to glorify God, to get closer to Jesus, to teach us dependence, to refine our lives, to rebuke our sin if there's any sin there, and to enlarge our ministry towards others. You know, because a lot of times when we go through stuff, people that know we're going through stuff, they kind of gauge how you deal with it. And then some things that we go through, we can now we can minister to somebody that's gone through the same thing. You know, like this guy on my job, his father just passed here recently in the last few days. You know, and I told him, you know, I'm here for you if you want to talk, because I lost my father in the last 3 or 4 years, so I know what that's like. I know what that feels like. You know, so I told him, I said, I'm here for you, brother. If you ever want to talk, here for you, you know, to share with you the love of Jesus Christ, whatever it is you need, you know. Because it's just things in our life that we go through that it's not just for us. It's for somebody else as well.
Amen. And we minister without ministering. We're ministering as we're going through our trials and tribulations because people are watching us as we go through. So when you're going through, you have to be careful on how you're carrying yourself when you're going through, because we're ministering without even ministering.
Right.
People are watching we're under the microscope. Okay? And people are watching us every step of the way. So when you're going through, you don't have to open up your mouth. You can just have a smile. And didn't she just lose her grandson? Why is she so happy? Why is she, you know, we are ministers. You don't have to have a title to be a minister. People, if you say you're a believer, you're ministering. People are watching you.
Right. Yep, you're sharing the word. Yep. That's true. Because they want to see what kind of God you serve. Okay, you say you this, that, and the other, you know, and I know what you're dealing with right now, so, and, you know, like you said, you can minister without even saying the word. That is so very true, you know. And so I just want to encourage everyone that's listening tonight, regardless of where you are, that when you go through, not if, that when you go through something, know that it's going to be well. Stay encouraged. Be a encouragement to someone else. It will help you get through your dilemma, whatever it is. You know, like I said, the Lord knows what we can handle. You know, some of us may go through more than others. You know, because the Lord knows what we can handle. And he needs to see how we handle it and how the world is looking at you and what you do in your walk. Even your fellow brothers and sisters in the gospel that you may go to church with, that you may fellowship with, they need to see how you handle a situation, you know, because some things you go through, nobody may not even ever know about. And it's all because of how you handle it, and your walk continues to be the same as you confront or deal with whatever it is. And it could be something major. But I believe, and according to the word of God, that we should always handle it the same. Get into a routine, get into a habit of practicing, learning, trusting, believing when you read this word. It has to be true to you, you know. Because I believe that when you're going through something, you should draw nigh unto the Lord, even closer than you were before. You know, so that you can have an ear to hear what he's saying to you, so you can have an eye to see what he needs you, so that he can minister to you in the spirit. You know, so it's very key. You know, don't curse God and God, this is all your fault, and blame God, blame Jesus, and you know that is so wrong. You never want to do that if you're a believer. If you're a Christian, if you're a man, a woman, a child of God. Something you never want to do. Because now that gives the enemy fuel. See, I told you, she ain't who she thought she was. He ain't who he thought he was. In you. So that not only puts a black eye on you for perpetrating a fraud with it with Green Light, it'll put a black eye on the Lord in the eyes of the enemy. So, I got one more scripture, and then we're going to get ready to close. If anybody got anything else they would like to add.
To your last scripture.
I actually do have something to add real quick. I won't be long this time. I'm sorry.
Okay. No,
I was thinking about when you were talking about getting into a routine.
Mm-hmm.
When I was little, my mom taught us three things to do every single morning when we got up. Number one, as soon as we got out the bed, we had to make our bed. We had to go wash our face, and we had to go brush our teeth. That was a routine that we did every single day. You got up, you made up your bed, you washed your face, you brushed your teeth. There's a young lady that I know, probably around the age of 17, she was kind of rebelling towards her parents. And for 1 year, she did not brush her teeth for a whole year. Now, she thought she was rebelling against her parents by not brushing her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But you could imagine it affected her more than it affected them. So fast forward a couple years later, now she has a lot of issues with her mouth because she got out of a routine. Now, she's not a family member or anything, but she got out of a routine of brushing her teeth every day. That caused decay. That caused abscess to happen in her mouth. That caused a lot of problems. So now she's like, wow, that year of me thinking I'm doing something against my parents, I was actually doing it against myself. And now I have all this trouble in my mouth. And she's a young lady. I was thinking about routine of reading the Word of God. You want to get in a routine of reading the Word just like you get up and you brush your teeth every day. Because what happens is in that routine, it's going to kill decay. It's going to hold back bacteria. It's going to hold back some stuff. When you have the Word of God and you've gotten into a routine, the Holy Spirit has something to bring back to your remembrance when you get into distress. Because you do this on a routine basis. Like you said, it is crucial that you get a prayer life, and it doesn't have to be anything formal. When people say you need to pray, there's no position you need to be in to pray. There's no atmosphere you need to set. Wherever you at, just praying sets
That's
the
right.
atmosphere. So there's nothing you need to do exclusive. It's nice if you have a war room, but if you don't have a war room, wherever your feet are is your war room, because you can proclaim and declare the Word of God. So it's crucial, just like we brush our teeth every morning, it's crucial that we get into the Word, that we pray, that we have praise and worship every day to renew this mind so that we can make it on this journey. In order to trust God, you have to get to know God.
Right.
In order to trust God, You have to get to know God. And as you get to know God and you see that he will never leave you nor forsake you, when you see that you're an overcomer in the word of God, when you see that you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength, and you know that you're not walking by yourself, that he has fearfully and wonderfully made you, then guess what? You know that you can make it. See, that's one thing I love about the Bluettes, and I'm just going to use them. The Bluettes, we've seen them go through a lot of stuff. But one thing you could say, when you see evangelist or elder, you see that shine on them. And you know that it's nobody but the Lord that has been carrying them. You see that glow on them, you know, and that's because they know the word of God and they know God even through their trials and even through everything that they've gone through. So that's what we have to remember. We got to remember to have a routine in the word of God, because that's what keep us going. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hey, yo, can I add one more thing?
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to piggyback off Evangelist Staten about knowing the word of God. And I appreciate those kind and gracious words, too, about the word of God. Now, Job, the reason why Job was picked, the reason why Job was given up to Satan, because Job knew something. Job understood something. And this was before Jesus was even on this earth. This was before Jesus even came. Jesus always talked about the scriptures speak of me in the laws, in the Psalms. He always spoke about the scripture speaking of him before his arrival. So Job had in his mind and in his heart, over in verse 23, where Job said to his friends, "Oh, that my words were now written, oh, that they were printed in a book, that they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth." Who is the Redeemer? Jesus. Before Jesus ever was, my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. See, that's why God was able to offer Job, because Job already knew what was coming before it came. And God knows the beginning, the ending before the beginning. This was displayed to Job, and he knew it. That's why if we stay in our words and we have the written word, they didn't have the written word at that time in history. We have the written word to be able to go back and forth in this King James Bible of the 66 books. We have the word of God that we can stand, as you started in 2 Corinthians, in the midst of trouble and trials and tribulations. We can go back and see who went through, how they got through, how did they end up. And we know how Job ended up. But we can go through the word of God, as Evangelist Stephen was saying, my wife was saying, just stay in the word of God and build yourself up ready for the battle that you haven't even seen yet coming, but God knows it's coming for you, because he don't put you in that place for you to battle. We have to be careful and not just shun away from the word. We can't. Look, that's a whole other direction.
Okay.
I don't want to go long-winded, but that's how Job stood on it, as you even mentioned, how we need to stand at 2 Corinthians.
Okay, Psalm 34. I'm going to read verses 16 through 19, and then we'll be done, maybe verse 20. And gonna go line up on line, precept on precept. I'm just gonna read this to encourage somebody. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saved such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all.
Come on.
Amen.
All his bones, not one of them is broken.
Come on.
Evil,
that's Jesus.
Evil shall slay the wicked, and they hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate.
Come on, preacher.
Be encouraged. You win with Jesus on your side. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate.
Trust.
Trust in him. Believe in him. In all things. Paul said, I've learned to be abased, and I've learned to be abound. So you got to learn how to be up, and you got to know how to be down. You have to trust God. Whatever your situation is, he will deliver you out of them all. You just got to stay the course. Stay the course.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That goes back to Job.
Knowing who Demon was.
Yeah,
go ahead, Tate.
This is one of my favorites. I just want to go back to one and then jump over to eight. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. And I'm going to jump over to eight. And if you haven't done this, I encourage everybody. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that thirsts after in him. Okay, I mean that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, and for there is no want to them that fear him.
Come on.
That's all I got to say.
It comes out of Psalm 34. So anybody that wouldn't know what you just came from, that came out of Psalm 34, 1 through, would you stop at? 8? Yeah. Verses 1 through 8. But the whole chapter, Psalm 34, is very good. Good encouragement to read, to encourage yourself, keep moving, to keep pressing, to face and see that the Lord is here. And that he, like I said in verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps it. Verse 20, he keepeth, it's the same chapter, same book, Psalm 34. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant. And get this, he says, the Lord, Jesus, redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Verse 22. So everybody is listening. I encourage you to go read Psalm 34 and be encouraged tonight. Whether you're going through something or whether you're not going through anything at this particular time. But it will come. Trust me. As long as you live and breathe, something will come. It will behoove you to be ready and to be stocked up on the word in your spirit, man, in your soul, in order to maintain who you are, what you confess in Jesus. To give the devil a black eye and let him know there's nothing you can do that's going to sway me from my faith and my love in Jesus Christ. Nothing you can do, Satan. And if God, if you offer me up for a period of time, I accept it, and I won't let you down. Look at it both ways. So people, men and women, children of God, everybody that's listening over in London, England, over in Germany, over in the Bahamas, here in the United States, whether it be local or in other states, I implore you to be encouraged tonight and to stay encouraged and be blessed in the name of Jesus. And I'm done. Anybody else like to add anything briefly before I close out?
Hey, Elder Taylor. I know I told you I was going to be quiet tonight, but I just got to get a comment and a shout out. Great lesson, great teaching. And only thing I'm going to say, it seemed like you was in my living room, because what we went through yesterday, you spoke on it today, and it's a bridge to get us over the water. And I just want to appreciate you for being obedient and listening to the Spirit and bringing forth the word and all the comments. Angela Stanton, good. I mean, it was just great for me and my family, what we're going through. Hey, amen. This was the word meant for us tonight. I can't speak for no one else, but it was meant for us. It was like you were sitting in our living room, like you knew everything that went on. And that's why I know it was in tune with the Spirit. So I just want to thank you for the lesson. And before you close out, we're going to put that website up on social media for the prayer request. That will be done tonight.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Great. Absolutely. Yeah, that's very good, Elder Oliver. We just want the people, you know, that associate with Praise Tabernacle Church to be encouraged tonight, whether they be members or not. It doesn't matter. You know, we just like to keep souls at rest, souls saved, and lives given unto Jesus Christ. And we just want to thank everybody that's been listening tonight and previous weeks, you know, whether it be a Monday or Tuesday or a Thursday or a Sunday. We just want to thank everybody that's been tuning in and sharing the gospel and share it with somebody else. Tell somebody else about the Bible study nights and the Thursday nights with Bishop Omar Zachary and family, and Sunday mornings at Praise Tabernacle Church, and Monday nights with D&K Bible Break. Tell somebody, tell a friend. If you like it, maybe share it with somebody, you know, that what we're doing on this side of the vineyard. You know. Again, I want to thank our panel again, Elder Bluette, Elder Oliver, Evangelist Bluette, Evangelist Doug Stanton. I just want to thank you guys again for all that you do and being on the panel each and every week. I really appreciate you, and I love you guys with the love of Jesus. And I really appreciate all the input that we give and share. And we iron sharpens iron, you know. And I get something every week, whether I'm teaching it or on the panel. I try to get something every week from one of you guys. So I just thank you, and I'm humbly grateful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, we're gonna go over our schedule. Then we're gonna pray. Then we're gonna pray out, and you know, our schedule is Praise Tabernacle schedule. D&K, Bishop Omar Zaki and family. The Mondays is D&K Bible Break at 7 p.m. with Elder Derek Oliver and his beautiful wife, Keisha Oliver. They do on Chaos Block Talk Radio. Phone number you can call in to the Sunday, the Bible study you can call in to listen to them. And also on Chaos Block Talk Radio, you can log in on there and listen to them. And And then, as usual, the Tuesday night Bible study with our esteemed panel members. You can hear any one of us on any given Tuesday, speaking and teaching and sharing the Word of God. And then on Thursday, you have Bishop Omar Zachary and family. They do a 7 o'clock service. He's our pastor. He's the Bishop of Praise Tabernacle Church. You can hear him and his family. You can log on to Facebook Live and listen to them as well as Chaos Block Talk Radio. And then on Sunday mornings, 9 a.m., we'll be back at it again with our Sunday service, which is you can listen to on Chaos Block Talk Radio as well and on Facebook Live. And again, the email for prayer requests or any other type of request that you think that the ministry might can help out with is ptc4christ@gmail.com. So ptc4christ@gmail.com. That is our prayer request email or any other kind of request that you might have. Use that email. Elder Oliver's going to put it up on the website. I think it's been put on Facebook as well. So anything you want to learn about Praise Tabernacle Church, we have a Facebook. You can go on, I think it's Praise Tabernacle or PTC on Facebook. You know, look us up, see what you think. And that'll be it. Lord, we just thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor for another outstanding night of Bible study. We just say thank you right now. We love you, Jesus. We pray that someone has got a word from you tonight, Lord God. Someone got a little nugget that can encourage them to move on and continue in you, Lord God, regardless of what they're going through, regardless of what the circumstances are in their lives, Lord God. They see the press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in you, Christ Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God. So we only know we can only make it with you. We fail without you, Lord God. So we need you in our lives, in each and every one of our lives, everybody that's listening tonight. We need you in our lives, Lord God. And we pray that we can humbly seek your face, seek your hand, seek tonight, Lord God, and every other day after tonight, Lord God. We pray that everybody have a sweet sleep tonight, you know, God, wherever they are. We just thank you right now, Lord God, for who you are and what you're doing. We pray that you will bless each panel member and their families, Lord God, and all that Derek Oliver does for the church and for Chaos Block Talk Radio, Praise Tabernacle Church. And we just say thank you right now. And as we say our great commission before we leave, we'll go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. God bless you. If we love you all, amen. Good night.
Amen.